Nicole, welcome to the program.
Hi, Dr. Laura.
Hi.
I'm not really sure where to begin because this just happened yesterday and I haven't really ate or slept. I've been married for 22 years. I met my husband when I was 16. He's 7 years older. I was running away from a situation and not really caring where to go or who to go with. And I met him and I got pregnant. We got married. I didn't have a dad growing up, so when I got pregnant, I wanted my daughter to have a dad. And sometimes I think that I stayed just so that life would be better because mm-hmm. I wanted more for her. Mm-hmm. And there's been times I probably should have left. There was warning signs about things that I just, you know, financially and then other things. But recently we just celebrated our anniversary.
What other things besides finances?
Periodically, a couple of times during our marriage in the early part, because I was very difficult to probably get along with just from my childhood and his lies, little lies, just about even the smallest little things caused conflict. And there were a couple of times when I caught him talking to like another girl. Nothing that I think that had transpired to anything.
Okay, can you stop being vague? If there's something to tell me, tell me. You're being
vague. I just caught my husband cheating on me after 22 years. Full-fledged video. Everything.
What do you mean video?
He was supposed to go somewhere for a job interview. And just little things didn't add up. And so I questioned him about it. And I said, hey, you know, if you're unhappy, you know, tell me. Just something doesn't feel right. And he's like, no, when I get this job, everything's going to be so much better. And he really wasn't going to the interview. He was going to go see his girlfriend. I figured it out about 1 o'clock in the morning. I put all, something just clicked and I just started looking and I looked long enough and I found a phone bill that he used to have from a phone that I thought was cut off, and I broke into it, and the cloud shows everything, and there was video.
And, of what?
Him having oral sex with a girl that he had met when he was working in that state previously, and video that he recorded of himself just telling her that he loved her. And just like just last week we celebrated our 22 anniversary, and I mean, I gave him a way out. Like, just tell me the truth. And
I'm sorry, sweetheart, people who screw around don't tell the truth.
And I'm sitting here,
you're sounding like somebody should screw around, but if you ask them, they should be honest.
No, I guess I just thought that I would have enough, even if you didn't love me, that you'd have enough respect for me just to, like, if you're not happy, leave.
Well, that was naive. So what are you going to do? What's he going to do? Is he leaving for her?
I don't know. I sent him the videos. And
well, what do you want to do?
I have a 12-year-old. Who
I know. Yeah, I know. She can still see him, but... So, really, we have to wait to see what he wants to do, if he's going to leave or not. So I guess you have to wait.
I don't know how to not see those videos in my mind, Donna Laura, and I don't.
Are you going to see the videos in your mind for the rest of your life? That will never, ever, ever, under any circumstances, go away.
And I just want to lay in this bed forever. I never want to get up. I just...
Well, I wouldn't mind you doing that, but we've got a 12-year-old, and that would hurt her.
And my 21-year-old, she knows, and she's so angry. She's so angry.
I understand
angry
that. But you can't stay in bed all the time because we've got a 12-year-old.
And I feel like I...
In 8 years, you can stay in bed all the time. Is that an agreement?
Ma'am, I gained so much weight through this that I think that part of me just like...
How can you have gained weight since yesterday?
No, I'm
just found out. You said you just found out about this yesterday.
No, I mean, just throughout this marriage that I just think because I just suppressed who I was and how I felt sometimes, and I got so angry and angry at myself for making bad decisions and letting somebody else make decisions for me that now I just feel so like trash. I feel like, I mean, you can't even give me the common decency to call me and say, "Hey, I'm
Ma'am,
sorry."
can you stop talking for a moment?
Yes,
What
ma'am.
you're saying is not rational. Somebody who's videoing oral sex and posting it and whatever the hell else he's doing is not sh going to show you any respect. Everything he's done is disrespectful. So for you to expect a phone call or a commentary is not rational. You knew you made a mistake as a kid. Marrying this guy and making kids with him. You knew it. But it was a trade-off to escape your home. It worked sort of okay for 2 decades. Did you really, really expect it to pay off forever?
I think a part of me did. Yes, ma'am, I did.
That part is not rational. Hopeful, but not rational.
I just
So,
think that I wanted some sort of happy ending, even if it wasn't like
well,
it was
you know, a
supposed to be.
priest just got his head cut off by a Muslim terrorist. Okay? Your expectations of happy endings, this is the real world.
Yeah.
You got away with making a bad decision for a long time. Now you have to start making some good ones. And fortunately, you're young enough to have time to do it.
Yes, ma'am.
That you're upset? Understandable. That you'll ever forget any of this? Never. And your 21-year-old, much less the 12-year-old, has to now see you being strong and a grown-up. Or the 21-year-old is going to find herself a piece of crap also. You ran away from home. Do you want her to feel like she has to do that?
No, I don't.
Okay, then I really got to count on you to show her good decisions at an ugly time. The wanting to stay in bed, there are days I want to stay under the bed. I understand that. It's just that we can't when people are counting on us. It's an annoying truth. It annoys the hell out of me sometimes. But we got two kids counting on you.
How do I tell my 12-year-old? I don't want to tell her. I feel like it's
You
really
have to
disrespectful.
tell her. You have to tell her what's going on. Just don't show her the video.
I would never.
Good.
Do I tell her that
The
the truth
truth.
that,
The
okay.
truth. Truth. The truth. You were just crumbing a minute ago that he didn't tell you the truth. Don't
You're
tell your
right.
daughter a lie and make her feel nuts.
You're right.
All this is happening for no reason? Daddy's a wonderful man? What?
You're right.
It's time for you to take control.
Okay.
Now you can call me every day if you'd like.
Okay.
I'm right here every day except
Thank you.
Saturday and Sunday. Sorry, but you can call me every day as you get through this if you feel a desire to.
Thank you.
You're welcome.